IDF, Bibas children murdered by Hamas, not killed in Israeli airstrike. By Joel B. Polak on February 20, 2025. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said Thursday that the two Bibas children, Ariel, 5, and Kafir, 2, whose corpses were handed over by Hamas were brutally murdered, not killed by an Israeli airstrike, as the terror group claimed. IDF, Ariel and Kafir were not killed in an airstrike. Ariel and Kafir Bibas were murdered by terrorists in cold blood. The terrorists did not shoot the two young boys. They killed them with their bare hands. Afterwards, they committed horrific acts to cover up these atrocities. pic.twitter.com/pekaninant1. Aviva Klompas, at Aviva Klompas, February 21, 2025. In a gruesome ceremony, Hamas placed four coffins on a stage in front of a mural depicting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as a vampire, and claiming that he and his Nazi army killed them with missiles from Zionist warplanes. A few Israeli hostages have, in fact, been killed accidentally in airstrikes or on the battlefield. However, the IDF said that forensic examination of the corpses revealed that the boys had been murdered by Hamas. Following the completion of the identification process by the National Institute of Forensic Medicine in collaboration with the Israel Police, IDF representatives informed the Bibas family that their loved ones, Ariel and Kafir Bibas, had been identified. According to the assessment of professional officials, based on the intelligence available to us and forensic findings from the identification process, Ariel and Kafir Bibas were brutally murdered by terrorists in captivity in November 2023. During the identification process, it was determined that the additional body received is not that of Shiri Bibas, and no match was found for any other hostage. This is an anonymous, unidentified body. This is a violation of utmost severity by the Hamas terrorist organization, which is obligated under the agreement to return four deceased hostages. We demand that Hamas return Shiri home along with all our hostages. Ariel Bibas was 4 years old at the time of his death, and Kafir Bibas was 10 months old at the time of his death. They were abducted with their mother, Shiri Bibas, from their home in Niraz. Yarden Bibas, Ariel and Kafir's father, went out to protect them and was abducted prior to the abduction of Shiri and the children. Yarden returned as part of the agreement for the return of the hostages on February 1, 2025. We extend our heartfelt condolences to the Bibas family during this incredibly difficult time and remain committed to doing everything possible to ensure Shiri and all the hostages are brought home at the earliest opportunity. As noted above, one of the corpses was that of an unidentified individual, not Mother Shiri Bibas. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.